From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Lori Klein reading Death and the Icebox by Linda Barry. Now let's begin with Chapter 1. On the day that was to launch a murder investigation and take us on a jerky trip down Ogeechee's memory lane, I was still trying to make the most of a recent on-the-job injury. Several weeks earlier, I had taken a fall while following a hastily exiting patron of the jive joint, who'd gotten overstimulated and done some damage to the premises, which caused the proprietor to speed dial the Ogeechee Police Department, which brought me to the scene. When I took a tumble because of a carelessly discarded beer bottle, I heard a crack that had nothing to do with the flimsy construction of the door at the jive joint, and after the hospital's emergency room attendant cheerfully categorized it as a break caused by a F-O-O-S-H foosh fall on outstretched hand, my left wrist and most of my hand were trapped in a cast. Since I'm left-handed, this is a real handicap, although, as I tell Hen, not as bad as it could be. Having spent my 30-plus years accommodating to life as a left-hander, in a right-handed world, I'm not as helpless as the average right-hander would be with a broken right wrist. I can brush my teeth with the wrong hand, for instance, and it helps that I'm pretty low maintenance. I usually don't wear much makeup, and I figure if I keep my naturally wavy brown hair short and clean, I'll look as good as I need to. My name is Trudy Roundtree, and so far, I'm the only female police officer of the town of Ogeechee, Georgia, population 3,412, has ever had. This situation is both good and bad.